A Natchez man was arrested Saturday following an investigation into stolen vehicles found in a local salvage business, according to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. 53-year-old Michael LaQuinto Johnson was booked into the Adams County Jail on Saturday. He faces one count of grand larceny involving property valued between $1,000 and $5,000, as well as two counts of false pretenses. Deputies initially responded to Natchez Salvage on Friday after getting a tip regarding a vehicle tied to a prior stolen vehicle investigation. Upon arrival, officers confirmed that car had been reported stolen. During the investigation, deputies identified a second stolen vehicle at the location that was connected to a separate Natchez Police Department report. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is making the media rounds discussing the benefits SpaceX rocket's launching facility will have on Louisiana's economy.
In an interview on Talk 107.3, Landry says there are many positives when it comes to the Louisiana Starbase site.
It marries the coastal restoration, hurricane protection, and economic opportunity, the likes of which we've never had before.
Construction begins next month, which will produce thousands of jobs. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says the number of permanent jobs could be as many as 10,000.
Maybe he sees expansions, maybe he sees other opportunities, but that's what he said.
There are some who are concerned about the environmental impacts and what this will mean for people who live in coastal Vermilion Parish who enjoy their simple lifestyle. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Community leaders continue to pressure the city of Senatobia regarding allegations that the Senatobia Police Chief Harold Vanderford used racial slurs in more than a dozen text messages. The allegations against the police chief come following the death of one-year-old Cohen Wiley after the MBI revealed he was fatally shot by an officer in a Walmart parking lot in Senatobia in June. Vanderford remains on the job after appearing before the mayor and board of aldermen, who said they were standing by the chief, but calls for his removal are growing louder. Along with a dual endorsement of the 6th Congressional District, the Louisiana Republican Party has also made its choice in District 5.
Among six Republicans vying for the District 5 seat, the Louisiana Republican Party has given its endorsement to Misty Cordell.
I am both excited and extremely humbled.
Cordell is the chairwoman of the Louisiana Board of Regents, and this is her first stab at elected office. One of her opponents, State Representative Gabe Ferment, says while it's disappointing, it doesn't matter in the long run.
For me, the endorsement that matters is the endorsement of the voters.
Ferment says his campaign was excluded from the process, that the sentiment shared by Michael Eccles. No comment yet from Stuart Cathy. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 30.55 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.